I sense bad luck. If you hear a screech owl, mourn them. And if you hear that, why, somebody in your family is going to die. That's for sure, they say. But I never did pay them much
attention. Well, go to the closet and turn your shoes over.
Christian?
That'll make them go away.
Oh, no, I didn't.
And turn your shoes over on the heel.
Who told you that?
Well, somebody.
That's the Georgia saying?
I don't know. Somebody told me that one time. Okay, you got the screech owl, and the big one was it?
I don't know what the big one's name. We don't have the horned owl.
Okay.
Just the big owls and the screech owls, and
okay.
They can screech.
What about that bird that's always hitting on?
Peckerwood.
Peckerwood.
Oh, we have the peckerwood.
What types of them you got?
I know we have the red-headed ones, and they have been in. Was that an ant?
Yeah.
Thank you. But they have, you know, and now, if they peck on your house, too, you know, somebody will die. Are you a hill of a death? And that's the deal. That's an old saying, and it's about true, too, because you're a hill of a death pretty soon. There's one pecked on my wall there, and that was when one of my friends died up here at the nursing home, bless her heart. She was ready to go, though. She's tired of this old world.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear people call being compared to Peckerwood?
Yeah, you old Peckerwood. You wanting in the store? Well, you come back in a little bit, Mr. Richard will be here. You old Peckerwood, you? Well, in fact, I had a doctor, and he named his son Peckerwood. That's what they called him. Said he was such a knothead. You know what a knothead is? Dummy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, kind of animals that would come and get in your hen house and raise your hen
room. Oh, don't say nothing about that. Foxes are one of the worst we have around here.
Really?
Just foxes, uh-huh. And we had chickens up until last year, and the foxes, we had 14. We kept anywhere from 12 to 14 chickens because I told my son, I said, it's a disgrace, all this land and not have chicken. I said, if you'll by the feed, I'll tend to them. Well, we kept missing one or two or three. And one morning we went out and there were four chickens left, four hens, big fat hens left. So we'll put them in a cup. Now that they had eaten 10. And the reason we knew it was foxes because they found a nest of little foxes. We had a nigger then that lived down this old house below right here at the foot of the hill and that milk for us. And he said he went fox hunting. He and another nigger had some old fox dog.
Mm-hmm.
And they found a nest full of baby foxes and it was lined with chicken feathers. See, they had eaten. Yeah, foxes are bad. Polecats are bad.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever smelled a polecat?
No.
You haven't? Well, you don't know nothing, honey. Your nostrils will be so bursting with odor.
First time you ever smell of a pole?
Yeah, pole cat. Have you ever seen a pole cat?
Yeah, sure.
Well.
They ain't never skunked me, though.
Yeah, well, if you ever bother them, they'll skunk you. And they come in houses. They do come in. The sister of mine lives on the next hill. They go up in her attic. In her attic.
Mm.
That's right.
Okay. What did you call all those little animals that would pester you all the time? Do you have a name for them?
No.
Just one name for them. You ever hear them called varmints?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we say that, varmints, right.
Okay. Now, when you hunt, did your husband hunt? What would he hunt around here?
He didn't hunt. He was no hunter, but rabbits. Rabbits, and then if you get woods like over and see all those trees there, well, now that's where you would find squirrels. And then rabbits, squirrels, and partridges and doves. Now in the fall, where this land out down here hadn't been planted, not coming up much, and we have one college professor.